anytime you have to pull a JV goalkeeper off a bus who's trying to eat her Subway sub for dinner and jump right in against the best team in the conference, that's tough. And you guys gave up the two goals right there when Bailey went out, and that had to be hard to overcome.
Oh, yes. And, you know, just changing the game momentum. I think some of my players still worry what's going on with Bailey. And, you know, our starting goalkeeper, and they were worried. So, you know, their mind wasn't focused right away. And, you know, it's hard for someone to jump right in because you just play a full game and then come on right away and it's halfway to the first half trying to play another game. So, but I think they did real well. Took us, you know, we gave up two goals, but, you know, it took us to organize a little bit. And when we organized, you know, we were right back in it again.
The first 20 minutes or so, I thought you guys really took it to them, really physical, really high energy, and just too bad you couldn't cash in on some of those opportunities early.
Yes, I mean, they, you got to give credit to their defense and their center mid. They control us well. They spread the ball real well, so we're trying to play more direct. You know, we're trying to put – only thing we had only had one forward, so we're trying to let Rachel run and do her thing a little bit, and, you know, we just didn't have any support with her. So, but we had some chances. So, you know, I wish we could test Sarah Deegan.
Yeah, the goalie.
The goalie from Pinecrest a little bit more. So, but.
I thought 18. I forget her name.
Osaro Banner.
I thought she played a really good
game,
particularly in the first half, winning balls in the midfield and really sort of giving them problems.
Yeah, basically she's my you know, a solid center mid. You know, she missed half a season actually with a sprained MCL. She actually came back for the first game against Pinecrest the first time we played him.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, last year she was my sweeper, and we moved her up to a center mid because we got two track star on the outside on the back. So, you know, I can afford, and plus I put Amber back there who played in the back last year, and she wasn't the loudest one back there, so she communicated real well. So it helped out Osala a little bit to, you know, let her loose a lot.
What do you learn from giving up the two goals on set pieces? Is that something you guys work on?
We've been working on that. You know, I knew that was our weakness because the air ball, anything in the air, we just not 50-50 ball. We too delayed to challenge. But I mean, you know, our girls do their best, and I think the second goal was own goal.
Yeah,
it came off on our player, but you know, the ball was in dangerous spot. So you know, own goal is not own goal. I thought she defended well, just unlucky, hit her foot in the wrong direction. So,
all right, well, obviously you were hoping to catch Pinecrest tonight, but now you don't get much time to worry about it because you have to defend second. So
yes.
How do you pick up from this and move forward?
We got game Friday against Asheries non-conference, so we're going to play a lot of, you know, bench players, like non-starter players, so get them more experience, get ready for playoff. We're going to need them off the bench. And also, you know, Monday we got Douglas Burr, senior night, so it'll be a special night for us. It's the last game for the senior, and Wednesday, I think the game will be moved to Thursday against Scotland. That will be a key game against us because they got Megan Brickman and Yanks. Also, I'm not sure what her first name is.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So, but we should be ready, and you know, I hope we can be able to compete against them too. So.